Most entrepreneurs waste an insane amount of time trying to build their business. They're online 24/7, sacrificing their private life and burning out in the process. This is going to end right now. Welcome to the Content Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Virginia De Assis. I'm a serial entrepreneur, copywriter, business coach, and recovered workaholic. I know what it takes to go from burnt out and overwhelmed to building a six-figure business, posting only once a week and working less than 5 hours per day. My secret? Cutting out all the crap that doesn't move the needle forward in your business and producing content that actually attracts clients and gets you paid while living your best life. Want to create a business and a life you love? Sit back, relax, and let your content do the work for you. A lot of my high-achieving clients really struggle to create or even acknowledge the success because I know there's so much more that's possible, but I also know I haven't arrived yet. And if this feeling, this sensation of knowing there's so much more you could accomplish, and that is why you can't celebrate what you have created so far yet, feels familiar to you, what it tells me is that you subconsciously define success as having exploited your full potential. Maybe that comes from when you were in school. If it's an A-, it's simply not good enough because there's still room to the top. Maybe that comes from the expectations that your parents or your caregivers have for you, or simply the expectations you have for yourself. Now, here's an issue. Your potential to achieve actually grows alongside with you. So maybe you set a milestone. I want to make $1 million a year. But then you reach it, and by the time you reach it, the finish line has already moved to the next milestone. So this is what happens. As you achieve the milestone you set originally, that income goal, the whatever, your potential grows because as you're approaching it, you're learning new lessons, you're acquiring more skills, you're growing personally, your self-trust, your confidence, your proof of what you can achieve, it all grows alongside with you. So as ambitious women, we always set goals that are just outside of what we believe, like just on the edge of what we believe is possible. So as your skills, your experience, your proof, your confidence, your self-trust grows, that edge of what you believe is possible for you to achieve actually expands and it grows further and further away. And this is why you're experiencing hitting milestone after milestone after milestone, and nothing ever feels good enough. Because when you hit that milestone, you realize, oh my God, I could be doing so much more. And even though this was once a cherished goal, you now are at a place where it's just, yeah, it's what I do every day. So it doesn't feel worth celebrating. However, if you only celebrate when you've used up 100% of that potential, when you hit that subconscious definition of success, then you'll forever feel unsuccessful and unfulfilled because you're chasing a finish line that keeps moving and keeps moving forward and further out as you grow. And if your self-worth is attached to numbers, to income goals, to these milestones, then every single income dip or every single fluctuation is going to feel like this massive punch in the gut. But also every new high creates just a very brief moment of like, yay, I made it, but what's next? It fades really, really, really quickly. And what happens is this is extremely draining. If you cannot celebrate the accomplishments that you have set for yourself, the goals that you have set for yourself and achieving them, but at the same time, every so slight little variation, dip or fluctuation is a huge blow, you're soon going to burn out emotionally because there is nothing that feeds you, no celebration, no approval, no acknowledgement of the work that you're doing. But when things are even just so slightly off, you're draining yourself with negative self-talk. Now, if you want to feel really successful, as successful as you are on the outside, What is essential is that you need to learn to acknowledge the work that you do. Now, a lot of my clients have a really hard time at the thought of celebrating their wins. Celebrate my wins? How should I even do that? Throw myself a party every second day? That's a bit excessive. Drink tons of champagne? I'm going to be an alcoholic because there's just, I hit milestone after milestone. This is what I do. So why is it even worth celebrating? Well, it's worth celebrating because no one else will show you the appreciation for the work that you do. No one else even knows all the work that you do. So if you don't give it to yourself, no one else will. No one else will come to save you. No one else is going to make you feel successful, is going to make you feel appreciated. What you are longing for is the sense of success, which requires you to appreciate yourself, to acknowledge the things that you do to yourself and for yourself. And this is how you can actually expand so much further and so much bigger, because now you're not just draining your energy when something is even slightly off. You're actually replenishing it with joy, with gratitude, with appreciation for the things that you have accomplished. And that is a much more sustainable fuel than beating yourself up or asking yourself why you're not there yet. And that there is the finish line that keeps moving. So what is essential? If you have big goals and you are someone who is extremely ambitious and tends to move to finish line, you need to stop and pause and acknowledge the things that you do, the things that were once hard and now easy, the things that were once a goal and far away that are now even behind you. Because that self-appreciation is what will fuel you on the way to the next and bigger goals. And it is what will keep you going long term. So a really simple way that you can give yourself that appreciation is just in the moment of pause. Pausing long enough to even just notice the things that you did. And if celebration feels really like silly, as in like, yeah, throw myself a party for everything that I do, that's crazy. Who does that, right? This is just doing my job. Why is it worth celebrating? Then at least think about consciously acknowledging. You can walk off a call or you can log off a call and simply tell yourself, huh, I did that. When you deliver great coaching and that client walks away and they found a new level of confidence or they've unlocked a certain block that has been standing in their way, take a moment and pause to anchor in. Yeah, I did that. I delivered great coaching. And a simple matter-of-fact statement like that is already so resource, like such a powerful source for your subconscious, for yourself, for your confidence. It really strengthens all of those self-belief muscles that are so essential to actually help you accomplish these bigger and bigger and bigger goals. Imagine a kid never actually recognized when they're learning how to ride a bike, never actually stopped to like turn around and say, "Mommy, Mommy, did you see? I just went from you to this car and I didn't fall." That is them celebrating exactly that short win that will build the confidence for them to maybe go twice as far. And when they've done that, they will turn around and they will say, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, did you see? I got from here, from all the way where you were, all the way to here. This was so far. This was way further than what I did before." And that acknowledgement, that desire to share with my mom, to share with your mom, to share with the mom or the dad or another kid, this look at what I just did, is how children build the confidence to do the next bigger thing, to not just ride a bike for a couple of meters or a couple of feet, but actually maybe go on a bike tour. To not just jump down, I don't know, a little step, but actually a big step. This is how kids build the confidence to start walking. This is the confidence that they need to start giving presentations, to go to school and graduate by acknowledging the little wins. Now, here's the thing. maybe your parents did not acknowledge little wins. Maybe you had the types of parents where if you brought home an A minus, they were like, really, just an A minus? Where did you lose the points? And yes, that may not have been the right way to respond. And that may have been crushing as a kid, but also you're an adult now. And your responsibility is to give that to yourself. To give that to yourself and not fall into the habit of not celebrating your wins, because don't celebrate too hard, you may not get the same reaction at home. To reparent yourself and change that inner monologue, because that monologue came from somewhere. And as you do that, what you will notice is you will hit your goals faster, you will exceed them way bigger, your quality of life improves, your self-worth improves, your self-image improves, your confidence in what you can accomplish improves, and all of that will feed you in the moments where you don't have proof yet, in the moments where you made a bold decision, you increased your prices, you did the next thing, and you're still waiting on the results to show that this is actually going to work for you. Your confidence, your self-worth, your self-reliance, your ability to acknowledge the things that you do to grow these muscles is essential. You will not hit your biggest of the biggest goals if you don't strengthen these muscles at every single step of the way to prepare you for the next level. Content loungers, listen up. This is your chance to ditch the hustle and take a massive leap in your business and your income. This month, one of you guys is going to work with me one-on-one, and together we will create a content strategy that turns you into a client and money magnet without working more. This is valued at over $2,000. And to get in on this, simply leave me a 5-star review, take a screenshot, and DM it to me on Instagram. Wishing y'all massive success in your business. See you next week, and until then, sit back, relax, and let your content do the work for you.